This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hide the HR, ladies. Coldplay's on the prowl. You're listening to Denton Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. Eli Willits had his introductory press conference last hour here on The Fan. The Nationals are in action today against the San Diego Padres. The biggest story locally, though, has been Terry McLaurin and his contract, where at this point, lack thereof, if you're talking about extensions, he is still under contract. He wants an extension. The team has not given him an extension yet. And this story became downright, what is the proper wording for this? Idiotic? Yesterday? So if you are not on social media, I respect your level of strength. If it was not for my job, I wouldn't be on that hellhole either. However, it is part of my job. I got to be on social media. Yesterday, the Commanders, on their official social media page, made a post about weddings. It says it's been a wholesome offseason. This was posted yesterday, and it is four pictures from various different players. I see Mike Sander still. I see Noah I, Colson Yankoff, and one other player, the big Fosbear, all in this post celebrating their love. It's engagement photos, it's wedding photos, and everything in between. And you would have thought, if you are just scrolling the internet, that the Commanders tweeted, "We love every single wedding picture except for Terry McLaurin." Because the fan base lost their ever-loving mind on social media because the Commanders, in their four posts, did not include a photo of Terry McLaurin from his wedding day. And then there was this video that surfaced of Terry McLaurin allegedly, with the utmost emphasis on allegedly liking comments under that post that were trashing the organization in favor of Terry. There's a lot to unpack in this situation. First and foremost, this was my immediate first thought. Terry McLaurin did not get married anytime recently. He got married all the way back in February. How do I know this? Because the team posted about Terry McLaurin getting married all the way back in February. He got his own post. They posted it when he got married. Posting recent examples of love does not mean that you hate another guy who got married 5 months ago. Now, someone tweeted at me and said, you just don't understand the pettiness behind it. Someone needs to explain this to me like I am 5 years old. And a guy said, well, it's because Terry tweeted or he Instagrammed his wedding video recently. That therefore, Terry Instagramming his wedding video and the team posting pictures of other members of the team getting married or celebrating engagement, therefore is petty and disrespectful towards Terry McLaurin. Ignoring the fact that they already posted about his wedding in February. If you consider that to be petty, I would encourage you to open up a window or to step outside of whatever place of residence that you reside, apartment, townhouse, single family home, I do not care. Walk out there and just sit in grass. Just touch it. Just see what life is like outside of the internet. Like you had to, like it feels like what people are saying, and this is becoming like, it's becoming so tribalistic. I want Terry to be here. I don't think this is a shot at Terry McLaurin. How idiotic is it for your social media team to take a shot at what is clearly your second best player? Why would anyone okay that if that was the thought? Why? They would not do that. The Commanders social media team is on an absolute roll over the past 2 years. Like, they have been murdering it in the best way possible. The posts are fun. They're active. They're topical. Like, their social media team is on fire. Why on earth would anybody give the okay to be petty towards a guy that they are trying to re-sign? They would not do it. That is the answer. They would not do it. That is bad business. And this is not Dan Snyder's Washington Commanders. It's just not. This is the Josh Harris group and friends. This is not what we have been accustomed to as a fan base for 30 years. Dan Snyder might do something like that. I don't believe that this ownership group would allow for something like that. And I don't believe that the people who are in charge of running social media would do something like that. Honestly, if you want to be upset, you should be upset that Brandon Coleman wasn't in this, because Brandon Coleman Instagrammed literally the day before his wedding photos. And as you scroll up and down the Commanders' social media, that was one that they didn't really acknowledge. They acknowledged Terry when he got married all the way back in February. If you wanted to be upset at something, you could be upset at the fact that Brandon Coleman was not on this list of the four photos. That might be valid if you are going to go down this maniacal path of being upset at a Twitter post in July that is celebrating four people on the team getting either engaged or married. Am I an idiot for thinking that everyone else is dumb for this? And then there's the second part. I do not believe that the video and the photos that are circulating around social media of Terry McLaurin going under this post and liking other posts from fans signifying that this is a problem that they did not post him. I don't believe that those videos are real. I do not believe that those pictures are real. They've been circulating of like, oh, well, this is a screen record. We just did a story about a CEO of an AI company getting fired at a Coldplay concert. AI has taken over the world. I do not believe that Terry McLaurin is going and liking Twitter posts saying that the team is being petty. I just do not believe it. However, if he is doing that, take his phone away. If the best wide receiver on this team, who is going to get paid, and he is going to get paid in the neighborhood of $30 million per year. I don't know the amount of the contract in terms of years, but he is going to get paid at least $30 million per year. If he is going around liking Twitter posts that are not tagging him, he just has the name Terry and getting notifications on for the name Terry, then he needs to go outside and touch grass too. And somebody in his inner circle needs to be like, T, you got to stop doing this. This is not a good look. This is outside of your character. What we know about Terry McLaurin, I refuse to believe that he's doing that. We have nearly a decade of him being the utmost professional and an upstanding human being. I refuse to believe that he is just liking random Twitter posts suggesting that the team is being petty because they did not post his wedding photos in July when he was married in February. I just do not believe that. If you are a sucker that has fallen for this fake outrage, I need you to go touch grass. You can keep your radio on, but I need you to go touch grass. There are better things in life to be doing. There are more important things in life to be worried about. I refuse to believe that any of this is actually happening in real time. Like, whatever simulation we are in life, I need to pull the plug, take the game out of the cartridge, blow in it, and stick it back in there, because clearly we are lagging. Getting upset at this. I was so flummoxed. I tried not to do like the Twitter back and forth too much, but I found people were just the utmost idiotic when it came to this. And there are people inside of the fan base, not media members, thankfully, but there are people inside of the fan base who have decent followings that fell for the bait. And the problem is when you fall for the bait, everybody else falls for the bait. It's so much easier to go down a path of bitterness and idiocy. It's so easy to go down that path than to be intelligent. And it was that streamer. Do you know who this streamer is, Wes? You are much more in line with like the streamers than I am, which is not meant to be an insult, just more of your generation's kind of a thing. This Janky Rondo guy, who is he?
No, I don't know.
Apparently, he is this streamer that the fan base really, really loves. I'm not entirely familiar. I've never heard anything bad about him, but he took the bait. He saw them post wedding photos and that there wasn't Terry McLaurin in there, and he took the bait. I was not thrilled with him, admittedly, because I had seen some videos. I think he was at like a, I don't know if it was a kickball or like a dodgeball thing, where there was a lot of Philadelphia Eagles, either players or former players. And he was doing like, I guess the hip thing is to just live stream these events now. So I guess everybody can watch it. I saw some of that going on at the WNBA All-Star Friday. So I guess the hip thing is you just want to live stream everything. And this guy was live streaming everything. But it was basically just like propaganda for calling Deebo Samuel fat. He was just platforming Eagles players and former Eagles players who were calling Deebo Samuel fat. Like Terrell Owens got on this stream and was like, well, Deebo's, he's a chicken nugget away from being fat. And I was like, first of all, brother, you should be standing up for your wide receivers. Second of all, you should be smart enough to know that Deebo Samuel is not fat. And his, I think his trainer was on, I don't know if his trainer or dietitian, but his trainer or dietitian was on with John Keim. And they were like, yeah, he's 220 pounds, 8% body fat. If you think 220 pounds and 8% body fat is fat, you have unrealistic standards. I pray for something like that. You could just, I don't even got to be 220 pounds. I pray for 8% body fat. I have a lot more than that in store right now. That's not fat. But this guy who was platforming Eagles players calling Deebo Samuel fat then fell for the bait as if, I guess no one else on the team is allowed to get married. No one else is allowed to celebrate love. No one else is allowed to get married. And the team has to tag Terry McLaurin in everything. It just doesn't make any sense. Someone tweeted at me, and you can tweet me, at the Denton Day. Somebody tweeted at me. They were like, well, Denton, they haven't posted him since he left mandatory minicamp. And I was like, yeah, of course they haven't posted him. He's not there. They don't have photos of him. They don't have pictures of him at minicamp because he wasn't at minicamp. They don't have pictures of him in the new burgundy and gold uniforms because he was not at picture day. I do think, by the way, that the rollout for the Terry McLaurin contract, as soon as he signs that deal, I think the first thing they're going to do is send him to the photo room. Hey, put these threads on. Put the burgundy and gold, the white that we're bringing back. Put these on. We are going to send this picture out. It's going to be epic. I think that's the first thing that's going to happen when he signs that contract. But we are so now deep into this where people are losing their minds. We do not know how to behave. We are at this, I'm not a therapist, but we are at this point in our healing process. We are done with the days of Dan Snyder. We are done with the days of being one of the most idiotic franchises in the NFL. We're done with them. But because we have 30 years of being the idiots in the room, of being the ones that always have the rug pulled out from underneath of them, we are so accustomed to that that it now feels like we are searching for things to create problems. And we are creating problems out of nothing. Like a social media post in July where they are celebrating engagements of weddings of four different people. Yet I guess the team just said, you don't get your own post. You get a group post. We'll send a Terry post out in February, but you guys get a group post, and then everyone loses their mind because it's not Terry McLaurin. If you felt that way, I got an open line for you. If you think that the team is actually being petty towards Terry McLaurin, I got an open line for you at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. This was the dumbest thing that I saw on social media yesterday. If you want to join that conversation, you can. You can tweet me as well, at The Denton Day. But coming up next, what we are learning about Adam Peters throughout this entire process and some of the numbers that are reportedly being discussed for the Terry McLaurin contract. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Denton Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I want to 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 at The Denton Day on Twitter. We're talking Terry McLaurin and his extension or lack thereof. it's been fascinating to see how people have either potentially changed or, if you're like me, just standing strong in your viewpoint of Adam Peters through this entire process. I stand with Adam Peters in whatever the decision is that is made when it comes to Terry's extension. My hope is that Terry is signed and that he is available for training camp, participating in training camp, and then has another great season at an all-pro level. That is what my hope is. That is also kind of what I expect to happen, if I'm being honest. But what I have seen is that people are starting to turn their back a little bit on Adam Peters because of the emotional attachment that Terry has to this fan base. And on one hand, it is great that we have a player that we are, as fans, emotionally attached to in a way that we want him to be a Commander for life, or whatever the name ends up being by the time he retires, whatever that is. But we want him to be a member of this organization and to only wear the burgundy and gold. That, on one hand, is great. On the flip side, if you want to build a legitimate winner, there will become a fork in the road at some point where tough decisions have to be made. Again, I don't believe that this is going to be one of those tough decisions. It is idiotic to me to think that you would have this young stud quarterback who was unbelievable in his rookie season, and as you are looking to build for the future, that the first thing you do in year number two is take his best receiver away. I do not see logic in that. I don't care what analytics you show me about wide receivers performing at certain ages. That does not add up to me. That will never make sense to me. And there are too many smart people in the building in Ashburn for that to be the direction that they go, to immediately just take Terry away from Jane Daniels and say, well, you know, analytics, you know, we did the nerd thing, did the numbers, and we're not gonna make it work. That I do not see happening. But people are upset that this is taking as long as it has. Do you know who Adam Peters is? Do you know where Adam Peters has been? All of the things that we celebrated him for have now become points of contention. We wanted a guy that had been in winning organizations, and you hired a guy that had spent many a years in San Francisco, that had spent many of years in Denver, and that had spent many of years in New England, in succession. He bounced from New England to Denver to San Francisco. All of those organizations at the time, very well run. All of those organizations at the time he was there were competing at exceptionally high levels. Now, are there takeaways from, you know, certain places that I would prefer him to not bring here? Of course. The benefit of working in New England is that you get to see how Bill Belichick, before he got a 24-year-old girlfriend, operated and what it was like to see a championship culture. There's also a level of cutthroatness that Bill Belichick operated with that I do not believe to be sustainable if you do not have a guy like Tom Brady, who is not just the greatest quarterback of all time, but bought into this idea of cutthroatness and was taking less money. Tom Brady was never a top-paid quarterback in the NFL, despite the fact that he has so many rings that it hurts his hands. Not everyone is going to be like that. When it is time for Jaden Daniels to get his contract, I do not expect him to take this massive team-friendly discount. I think there are ways you can structure a contract to benefit the team, and I think he should, you know, explore those avenues. But I believe that players should get every single dime that they are earned, that they have earned. And Jaden Daniels, at least in rookie season, if season two and three or anything like that, he's going to earn a lot of money. I don't believe that he should be out here taking Tom Brady-level pay cuts. I just don't. So I would prefer them to leave the cutthroatness of New England in the rearview mirror. But you look at and examine what San Francisco has done over the years while Adam Peters was there with John Lynch, and even since Adam Peters left, but still under the tutelage of John Lynch, they don't sprint to the bank. They have never sprinted to the bank. They didn't sprint to the bank with the Brock Purdy contract. when everybody thought they needed to, so they didn't get forced to pay more money than they were comfortable with. They also didn't reset the market with Brock Purdy. They waited, and then they paid him, and they paid him a good amount of money, but did not reset the market. They did that with Brandon Ayuk when this time last year, Brandon Ayuk was on this social media tour, this podcast tour back in the day, at least at the mothership, what they would call it is the car wash. Person comes in. At the time, all of their shows were in Connecticut. The mothership is ESPN, by the way, for those that don't know. At the time, all their shows were in Bristol, and it was like a car wash. You do one stop, and the next stop, and the next stop. You just run through the entire set, do all the shows, and then you leave. Brandon Ayuk was doing the car wash. He was on the pivot. He was doing it on social media. He was tweeting pictures and posting pictures with our quarterback. He kind of treated Jaden Daniels a little bit like a bargaining chip and a side chick. Didn't love that. Did not like that very much last year. But he was doing all these things. He was liking pictures and renderings of him in opposing teams' uniforms. Pittsburgh Steelers colors. Our colors. There might have been a Ravens in there. There might have been a Chiefs in there. He was acting kind of messy. But San Francisco still ended up paying him. It was just later than what he wanted. Why would I believe that Adam Peters would do anything differently here? Because we really like Terry? Well, if the goal is to get the contract done, just get the contract done. There are no extra points in this song and dance after minicamp to do it any sooner rather than later. Outside of, you know, an emotional tie to the player, but so maybe the biggest benefit is avoiding that Eastern Motors press conference that Terry did earlier this week. Maybe that is the biggest bonus. But outside of that, what really is the benefit? He's still technically under contract. The expectation is that Terry is going to be at training camp. Whether he actually is or not, I don't know. But from a team, you would expect, hey, you are under contract. We would like you to be here. We don't have a lot of data on how Adam Peters has done this in Washington before, but we do have one very key point, and that being Sam Cosmi. Sam Cosmi was paid in September of last year. He was going into his final year under contract, did minicamp, did training camp, and then on September 4th, it was reported they agreed to a contract extension. I'd prefer them not wait until all the way until September if Terry's going to do the holdout bit, which I don't know that he's going to do. We will find out in a matter of days. Tuesday is the day where players in D.C. are scheduled to report. That's going to be a very big day on these airwaves on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. That's when they're scheduled to report. I would hope that a deal gets done prior to then, but they're not afraid to wait to make sure that they get the right deal. This is why you hired Adam Peters. Like, it can't be let Adam Peters cook when everything is going fantastic and awesome and they're overachieving and they're making trades for Marshon Lattimore midway through the season. Didn't really work last year because of injuries, but they make trades for Marshon Lattimore. They're flipping for Debo. They're flipping for Laremy Tunsil. It's let Adam cook, and then, oh, they didn't pay Terry until potentially late July or early August, and all of a sudden we're out on Adam Peters. If you're going to let the man cook, you got to let the man cook. If you want a sustained winner in this city again for the first time in over 30 years, you have to buy into the process, and you have to let the football people do the football. Dan never did that. There were some smart football people at times here in the building in Ashburn, a part of the organization. Dan never let the football people do the football. You've got to let the football people do the football. I will not turn my back on Adam Peters based off of this extension and the process and the hoops and the roller coaster that it ends up being. I refuse to do that. I'm going to let the football people do the football. I also have a gut feel that is going to get done and that Terry is going to be happy and that we are going to see Terry in training camp with the pads on and that we'll see him maybe in a preseason game, hopefully at least one preseason game. And that by the time week one comes, this weird week in July, one long week in the month of July is going to be so far back in the rear view that you're going to forget about it. We had a report on the numbers of what this Terry McLaurin contract might be. I will share that with you when we get back. And you can join the conversation, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Does Terry McLaurin sign his extension before training camp? Your thoughts, 800-636-1067. You can tweet me as well, at The Denton Day. You're listening to Denton Day, D-Day, in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's Denton Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 at The Denton Day on Twitter. I am of the belief that Terry McLaurin, when he does sign here in D.C., is going to get $32 million per year. The ideal contract I would sign him to, 3 years, $96 million. A little bit of that could be front-loaded. So by the final year of the contract, it's a little bit less. At that point in time, you will either be preparing to or have already signed Jaden Daniels to a mammoth extension that is going to shatter many records. There are those in the media, however, that are signaling a different number. Ian Rappaport earlier this week reported that Terry wants $30 million. And I was like, I don't know about that. That one seems to be a little low. I thought he was going to ask for a little bit more. Jeremy Fowler on NFL Live is reporting something similar. This is Fowler from the other day on the the Terry extension and the two sides not exactly being close to $30 million.
Where things stand between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin?
Well, Terry McLaurin, Courtney, remains frustrated. They have not had meaningful conversations on a deal in a while. I checked with Washington. They have no plans to trade Terry McLaurin. They do want him there long term. The question is, are they willing to meet this market that's gotten crazy where players are making $30 plus million a year at the receiver position? My sense is they're just not even close to that there, and McLaurin senses that, which is why he's speaking out publicly. So they have a big gap they got to try to fill here, but it looks like he's going to be a Commander regardless.
They have a big gap that they need to fill. They are nowhere near $30 million. That from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. One of the more underlying issues that if you are really deep into the weeds with this whole extension is showcasing itself. The best thing about Adam Peters and the new regime, the new ownership group, there are not a lot of leaks. They don't leak the way that Ron did. Ron would tell certain reporters the first 15-game script. He'd send it to them. He would give you any bit of information, somehow still didn't know when the team would or would not be eliminated. That's neither here nor there. We're past it. But he would leak any bit of information that you ever asked for, and it would be okay. This new operation does not. So when you get numbers like these, when you get reports like these, this one from Fowler, early in the week from Rappaport, earlier in the offseason from guys like Jordan Schultz and Adam Schefter, knowing what we know about the front office, that they're not leaking, the only possible other side that could be leaking this sort of information seems like it would be the representation for Terry. I don't believe that Terry McLaurin himself is texting these reporters this information. We have had athletes in this city do that before. Terry is not that. Again, I don't believe that to be his character. I feel like we have a lot of information on Terry over the years that he has been here to at least have a good feeling about what he represents as a man, a player, and the things that he would do and the things that he would not do. I do not believe it in his character for him to be leaking information. If he really wanted to, he could have said that at the press conference. So it feels like it'd be coming from his representation. If you look at the people that are representing Terry McLaurin is by far the biggest name on the list of players that are repped by the Exclusive Sports Group. That is the agency that reps Terry McLaurin, ESG. He is by far and away the biggest name on this list. And what I'm growing to worry about more and more is that he is effectively the guinea pig for what it is going to be like for this agency on negotiating these kinds of contracts and playing the media game. You don't have to play the media game. The biggest lie in a negotiating process is that you have to convince the public who is winning. In an ideal world, everybody wins in the end when you sign a contract. One of the daggers in this city in the Juan Soto deal, or lack thereof, is when somebody leaked, what was it, 14 years, 450 or something, 12 years, 425, whatever that number was. It leaked on a Saturday. I was sitting in there with Linnell. This is years ago, obviously, but that number leaked, and at that point, we were like, this is over. Juan doesn't like this. He's going to get traded, and then eventually they traded him. It was the right move organizationally. Juan Soto was the right move for him. He got like another $300 million on the contract that he signed with New York. Everybody kind of won in that scenario, but there is no benefit in playing the media game. I'm worried that because this agency has not had a lot of familiarity with these sorts of negotiations, that they are in a position to where Terry is kind of like their test run. And what happens with test runs, you make a lot of mistakes. It's great learning opportunities for this agency for whatever player is next on their list. I was looking up on the Instagram of Exclusive Sports Group, and they represent a lot of college players. You know, now that you can do that in name, image, and likeness, which from a marketing standpoint and from like a business plan standpoint is incredibly intelligent. So like they're ahead of the game on that. You're getting athletes in a position to where you can get with them early, build the relationship, and then eventually, you know, carry them into the NFL. From that standpoint, business-wise, they are on top of it. it just worries me a little bit. This is the same agency that repped Jeremy Chinn. Their other big-name player is Pat Ricard, who was an all-pro fullback in Baltimore, but like all-pro fullback, all-pro wide receiver. You're just kind of happy that fullback contracts still exist in the NFL, whereas the wide receiver contract is massive. It feels like they are the ones that are leaking this information that the deal is nowhere near $30 million. What does that even mean? Nowhere near is very relative. Very, very relative. That could mean like, hey, it's $28 million, but it's nowhere near where we want it to be at $30 million. Or that's like $23 million. But there's no chance that Washington is going into Terry McLaurin these meetings and saying, here's $23 million per year, take it or leave it. That's just not happening. He had the best year of his career. He caught 13 touchdowns. He's incredibly important to what it means to be a Commander, which is something this organization has stressed a ton over the last calendar year. There's no way they're lowballing him to the point where it's like $7 million away per season from what the current asking price is, especially when Terry does have the analytics to back that particular asking price. He has the numbers to back $30 million per year. Yes, he's going to turn 30, but you can still have good seasons after 30. He's not a running back. There's not like this massive drop-off. If you are good at nuanced route running, if you're good at contested catches, the catches, something that Terry McLaurin absolutely excels in. He is one of, if not the best contested catch wide receivers in the NFL. There was the 33rd team ran a set of analytics. That's probably the best way that I would call it, where they broke down who had the most amount of yards for a particular route throughout the course of the year. And Terry McLaurin had the most amount of yards on go balls throughout the entire 2024 season. So the speed is still there. The athleticism is still there. He's a contested catch guy. He checks all those boxes. He has the analytics and the numbers to back $30 million per year. So I don't believe that they're just going to go with like a $23 million per year contract. I refuse to believe that. So saying something like he's nowhere near this amount of money, they're nowhere near these conversations, I feel like they're being led astray. And I feel like it, because of that, we are being led astray. And it makes me very nervous realizing that he is represented by an agency that is new to this whole thing. They're going to use him to make their learning mistakes. And that makes me a tad bit uncomfortable. A little bit more on this Terry McLaurin contract extension. I'll read a couple of your tweets. You can tweet me at TheDentonDay. There have been some good tweets, so I'll read a couple of those when we get back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Denton Day, The Denton Day on Twitter, on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. On 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You can tweet me at The Denton Day on Twitter. A lot of conversation surrounding the Terry McLaurin contract extension. I'm expecting it to get done and to be done hopefully this week, to where we get to see Terry McLaurin at practice, in the pads, working out with his teammates. He had posted an Instagram story the other day with Tressway, and I've just been completely, I'm falling for bait now, because Jalen Ramsey and TJ Watt, Sauce Gardner, and then most recently here, Von Miller, have all been breaking their own extensions or their own contracts. In Jalen Ramsey's case, he broke his own trade, which was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that. I didn't know. I can't believe everybody kept it as quiet as they did. But because guys and athletes and players are becoming newsbreakers themselves for themselves, Terry had posted a story like right after. It was the day after Von Miller signed, so I was like super kind of in on this. He posted a story, and I thought it was him breaking his extension. I was like, yes, here we go. What's happening? It was instead just him and Tressway at a golf outing, which is, I think, still positive because he's hanging out with his teammates. You know, he had said at that presser earlier this week that his teammates had his back. I think that's a very important piece of information to keep in the back of our minds. The guys inside the locker room understand the business of football. They're not going to be looking at this as this massive distraction. They understand what Terry is worth and that Terry should be paid what he is worth. I got a couple of tweets that I want to read. Again, you can tweet me at the Denton Day. This one comes from Mike. He said, Denton, I got five reasons that Terry needs to / will stay. One, availability. He's never hurt. That is true. He hasn't missed a game in 5 years. It's pretty darn good in the NFL. Number two, consistency. He's had five straight years of 1,000 yards. I'm going to push back a little bit on this one. 1,000 yards in a 17-game season is not that impressive. There was a point in time where I cared way too much about 1,000-yard seasons, and I understand the novelty of it from a benchmark standpoint. It's a very clean number to break off, right? It's a fourth number instead of a third number. 1,000 is different from 999. I get that. But 1,000 yards in a 17-game season is like 58 yards a game. Like, it's really not that impressive. You need to get up to, like, at least 1,100, but really you should probably be flexing 1,200 yards. And when you start to talk about 1,200 yards with Terry, then things start to get maybe a little less consistent. You won't find a lot of 1,200-yard seasons over the course of his career. So 1,000 yards, I mean, remember at the end of the year when the Bucs, they nearly cost themselves a game that actually mattered the last week of the season just so they could get Mike Evans 1,000 yards? And there's like a contract bonus, like, hey, we want you to have 1,000 yards for 11 consecutive years. I understood like the premise behind it, but it was kind of silly. He also only played 14 games, so it's not like he didn't get 1,000 yards in 17 games. He got 1,000 yards in 14 games. But five straight 1,000-yard seasons when some of those have been 17 games is not, that's not all that impressive to me. Loyalty through the tough times, he didn't really have an option for some of those. He did resign here. He did do that. But like he wasn't going to force the trade. Jaden wants him here. I would highlight this one. I would circle this one. At what point does Jaden get any sort of say in the signings of Washington? I don't think he should get all of the say, but there has to be a certain point where they go to Jaden Daniels and they say, what do you think? You are our captain. You are the face of the franchise. In most instances, you are the savior of the franchise. There will come a point in time where they start to ask him his opinion way more frequently. I wonder if they are there at this particular point in time after one season. Because if you're going to ask Jaden, he's going to say, I want Terry here. I think that's absolutely a fair point. I think that's absolutely an accurate point that Jaden wants Terry. They became a great duo in the league. They became seemingly very friendly. I'm not inside the locker room, but seemingly very, very friendly with one another. I do think that Jaden wanting Terry to be here is something that needs to be taken into consideration. And then the fifth point that Mike gives me on Twitter at the Denton Day is that it's too much organizational risk without him. And again, I would co-sign this point. I think it'd be idiotic to have a great year in 2024 with a rookie quarterback who built camaraderie with a number one wide receiver. And Terry McLaurin is absolutely a true number one wide receiver in the NFL. Not a top five wide receiver. I could argue top 10, but he's definitively a number one wide receiver in the NFL. It would be idiotic to have a great year with Jaden Daniels and then say, sick, we're going to take your number one wide receiver away. Or we're just not going to lock him up for the long term. We're going to expect him to play on a $19 million contract, which I think is what he would make in 2024. We're going to expect him to play on a low-ball contract, and maybe we'll just do like the franchise tag thing. It worked for Cincinnati with T. Higgins. They did a franchise tag, then they finally extended him. We'll just do the franchise tag with Terry. I don't think that would work out particularly well. But points number four and five that Mike made to me about Jaden wanting him here and too much of a risk without him, I do find those points to be accurate. Jaden and Terry were a great tandem. CBS Sports ranked some of the great trios. They threw running back into that conversation. They ranked the best trios heading in to 2025. Where does Washington's trio rank? According to CBS Sports, we dive into that one on the other side. Plus, in 20 minutes, you will not believe who Cam Newton ranked above Jaden Daniels on his list of quarterbacks. All of that comes your way when we get back. It's Denton Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.